This is KUT. Austin, Texas has been home to championship teams from football to volleyball, along with individual title winners in tennis and golf. But there's a new sport taking hold here and across the country. KUT's Jimmy Moss reports on its rise and the controversy already overshadowing it.
3, 2, 1. Over the weekend, champions were crowned at a strip mall on Airport Boulevard in probably the most unathletic arena, the All About Vapor Shop.
Judges on 3, 1, 2, 3. Left side is on.
More accurately, finalists were named in the sport, so to speak, of cloud chasing. The rules are relatively simple to explain. The keys to victory in the cloud competition: density and distance. Competitors blow as big a cloud of e-juice vapor as far as possible. The tricks component is a little more subjective, with judges deciding the winner. Winners in the men's and women's cloud competition and the winner of the tricks competition are moving on to the 2016 Vape Capital Cloud Championships this summer. And while this may sound ridiculous, there's real money at stake. $10,000 for the tricks and men's cloud winner, $5,000 for the women's cloud champ. That's right, the gender pay gap seen in traditional sports is alive here too.
Perfect. Everybody having a good time? Hell yeah. I'm glad to be at All About Vapor.
But there's a cloud hanging over the competition. The same weekend the games were taking place in Central Texas, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced it will now start regulating e-cigarette products, requiring age limits, clearer product labels, and health warnings going forward. The FDA will also scrutinize vape marketing. Dr. Jeff Temple with the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston says, just like cigarettes a few generations ago, vaping is targeting a younger crowd.
Anywhere from 12 to 24 years old, the flavoring of them are Skittles or gummy bear or pina colada or fruity pebbles, any number of things that is certainly not appealing to an older crowd. They're targeting younger folks.
The move has Andrew Armstrong concerned. He was the Trix runner-up, competing as the Wizard of Oz.
They're basing it on public health and saying it's for public health when this has been proven time and time again to help people.
Armstrong couldn't stop smoking cigarettes until 2 years ago when he was given his first e-cigarette. And he wasn't the only one. Women's Cloud winner Nicole Watson of Austin.
I feel healthier. I have way more energy. I don't cough up a lung every morning when I get up. I can blow giant clouds. I got good lung capacity now. I can breathe.
Vape Capital's director, Andre Burbage, says vaping helped him quit a 10-year smoking habit, but he recognizes the risks with vaping.
You know, I've always had those thoughts that, maybe in time they'll find something wrong with vaping, but I know how I feel. I know how I live today, and I know that I don't smell like an ashtray. I don't have that lethargic feeling anymore from smoking cigarettes.
Dr. Temple says, for now, we just don't know enough about the consequences of vaping.
Now, I will say, from a harm reduction standpoint, if someone has been a lifelong smoker of combustible cigarettes and they're trying to quit and they've tried a bunch of different things, e-cigarettes might be the way to go.
Competitor Lyndon Fields isn't worried about the costs.
I mean, everything's going to be a lot cheaper than cancer.
Jordan Hallerback of Austin won the men's competition. Titus Edwards, a.k.a. King Titus of Houston, took the tricks title. Those two and women's champ Nicole Watson head to California later this year for their chance to win the grand prize. Jimmy Moss, KUT News. We'll be right back.